Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. You're on 1FM Live and Local at 21 minutes to 8. Now, we're just talking about White Night, which is happening the weekend after this one. But there's something exciting happening this weekend. It is the Goulburn Valley Concert Orchestra's annual concert. And to tell me all about it, I'm joined by Stephen Sargent. He is the music director of the Goulburn Valley Concert Orchestra. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you?
Well, thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in.
That's all right.
I should say it is good that you're here as our phones are down, so if anyone is trying to call, you won't be able to get through, but hopefully we'll have that fixed up really soon. Now, you're calling it, or you've got the subtitle of The Birds for your concert because many, if not all, of the works of the program have a bird in their title. Where does this idea come from?
Well, the idea came along as we sort of were programming the concert. We looked along and quite a few of the pieces that we sort of were looking at actually had birds in the title. So
things such as?
Well, The Thieving Magpie, overture by Rossini. We're going to have a little bit of a go at Stravinsky's Firebird.
Yep.
Another multi-movement piece by Frederick Curtson, the Robin Hood Suite, and I think we're finishing up with Pirates of the Caribbean, of course, Mr. Jack Sparrow.
Some of the bird references are not as obvious as others.
That's right. So it just sort of morphed into the birds. We just sort of thought, oh well, there's a small theme there. And, we just kind of went with that.
From what you've just said, it sounds like there is something for the classical enthusiasts, but you're really trying to give it that popular appeal as well, if you're including music from the movies.
Yeah, look, there's quite a range. I think probably the oldest composer, if you like, dates back to one of the pieces was written around 1817. And then, of course, we've got a couple of premiere works that have been written for the orchestra that have been written as recently as this year, and so quite a span of time. The compositions have come from a range of eras, if you like. Yeah.
These are original works by Wade Gregory and Eric Anderson.
That's right. We opened the concert with a piece called Climbing Mount Major, a piece that
is so cool.
It is cool, and we actually we're having our first go at a video as well. We've put together a video clip. I took a few of the members of the orchestra up Mount Major recently, and we had a bit of
gee, I hope you didn't have to lug too much stuff up.
they took their instruments up, and
well, I guess you can. Did you walk or did you drive? You can drive sometimes.
Yeah, no. We got some access very kindly.
Oh, that's good.
University of Melbourne let us up there, and we shot some footage, and we've put together a little video that we will project behind the performance of Climbing Mount Major.
Fantastic! Everyone's got to be multimedia these days, don't they?
Well, it's an extra element in the performance, and we've actually worked at that for this concert. We've put a bit of thought into projections for each of the performances. Yeah.
So tell me about this collection of Ukrainian folk songs, which you're going to present in support of all Ukrainian people.
That's right, Terry. Yes, this is another one of another piece of Eric's work. He's arranged five Ukrainian folk songs into a bit of a medley, and it's been quite interesting to have a little window into the folk music of the Ukraine. It's just going to be presented as a bit of a homage and in support of Ukrainian people.
You've also got a performance from our local choir, 36 Degrees South.
36 Degrees South have been regular supporters of our concerts. Wade Gregory does a wonderful job with the local choir, and yep, they'll be presenting a little set in the middle of the concert.
So tell me a bit about your work with the orchestra. So music director, I did ask you off air whether you were that guy that stands there conducting the orchestra. I always wonder, you know, like I love how, you know, some conductors are so theatrical and, you know, the whole of the orchestra seems to be hanging on every movement of the conductor. But sometimes I wonder, like, if the conductor wasn't there, like, would it all just go pear-shaped or...?
That's a good question. I am that guy standing out the front, waving my hands around, and it's something I've done quite a bit of training in that area, and look, it probably wouldn't completely fall to bits if I wasn't there, but certainly the working up and rehearsing of the works, the conductor's very much involved in shaping the piece and going through it and basically showing the character of the music as well as the timing elements.
I was going to say timing would be what it's mainly about, but I love the way that conductors also, you know, when the music is getting quieter and louder, they kind of move their hands to kind of, you know, bring it all in. You can see what I'm doing. No, of course, no listeners can see what I'm doing with my hand right now, but I think you can imagine you sort of like got to bring it all in and then close it off.
That's right. so it is basically non-verbal communication.
Yeah, very important. So. Yep. So you're obviously a very musical person yourself. What instruments do you play? Do you sing?
I think I'm an excellent singer, but I've been informed often.
Well, you know, we could test it out this morning if you like.
No, that'll be okay. Now, my principal area of study, I guess, is brass instruments, horn and trumpet. Are probably favourites of mine, but I'm also a guitarist. And being a teacher, you sort of you need to be able to show students, you know, a range of instruments. So
you are a teacher?
Yes.
Where do you teach?
I teach at the Greater Shepparton Secondary College.
Oh, there you go. I did not know that.
There you go.
Excellent. Man of many talents.
Yeah.
So you teach those instruments at the school?
Yep.
Fantastic. Right. Fantastic to know someone of your talent in our local public school.
Oh, thank you.
My son will be going there next year. I'll have to get him to look you up.
Right.
Okay. All right. So the concert is at 2 p.m. this Saturday and it is at East Bank and you can get tickets. They're very reasonably priced, I see, at the Riverlinks box office. Do you need to get them in advance, do you know?
I think there'll be someone at the box office between now and then, but I'm pretty sure that you'll be able to walk up on the day just prior to the concert and pick up a ticket there if you like. But yeah.
And for people who haven't seen the orchestra before, and I'm speaking as a real lay person here who has no musical qualifications whatsoever, I mean, what will you see? It's like all elements of an orchestra represented?
Orchestra is the instrument groups of strings, so within the string family, violins, viola, cello, double bass, woodwind instruments, so clarinet, flute, bassoon, oboe, brass instruments, trumpet, trombone, horn, tuba, and then the percussion, so timpani and bass drum, snare drum, cymbals, drum kit, that sort of stuff at the back. So the four instrument groups all coming together in that moment.
So we've got some real depth locally, musically wise.
Yes, we have. The orchestra's about 40 players. Obviously, we always open to recruiting new players. If there are players out in the community that perhaps weren't aware of the orchestra, we are there and we rehearse on Thursday evenings. And so, everyone's welcome to pop in.
And where do you rehearse?
We rehearse in St. Augustine's Hall in Orr Street, I think, yeah.
Good to know. I mean, what I mean is good for the listeners to know. Not really good for me to know. You, unless you've got a triangle or a comb or something like that.
Triangle is one of the percussion instruments, Terry, so there may well be a spot for
you. I probably would mess that up, even that. Oh, well, all the best for the concert. Sounds great. Sounds like a really entertaining afternoon. I'm sure lots of people will be out there to support you.
Yeah, fantastic.
And great to meet you and get to know you. Thank you very much, Stephen Sargent. He's the music director of Golden Valley Concert Orchestra. Don't forget their concert, their annual concert, this Saturday at 2 p.m. at East Bank.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
We all have our own purpose in life. And it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
Honey, I thought you rang the TV guy and got the reception fixed.
I've tried three times, but they never return my calls.
Did you try Jason's TV? A mate at work had them around last week and they came and sorted their problems straight away.
Okay, I'll give them a call now.
Yes! Thanks for calling Jason's TV. They did a great job.
Call Jason's TV now. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.